Blackstone Audio presents Mass Effect Andromeda, Nexus Uprising by Jason M. Huff and Casey Alexander. This book is read by Frida Wolf. Prologue. Even the worst hangover of her life couldn't keep the smile from Sloane Kelly's face. She stood, hands clasped behind her back in a posture expected of a security director, on a ceremonial platform erected inside one of the Nexus's many docking bays. Up until yesterday, the bay had been full of ships, each bustling with people and equipment, workers and staff. As the last-minute preparations were made, Sloane held one last briefing with her security officers, drilling down the procedures they'd all prepped for until she was confident they could enact them in their sleep. An unnecessary test, Sloane knew. She'd worked damn hard to ensure her people were up to the ironclad standards of the initiative, and they didn't disappoint. By the time the last box had been ticked and the massive space station had been declared ready for launch, her teams were as rock solid as she'd ever hoped for. Years of planning, hours upon months upon years of work, hundreds of thousands of applications, and the manpower needed to sort them all. Sloane had never seen the like, and all that focus and drive had been poured into one thing, the Nexus. Smaller than the Citadel, but more advanced and streamlined than anyone had ever thought possible. Even half-built, its corridors and wards folded down and locked in for the launch, the gleaming station drew every eye. Once they arrived in Andromeda, construction would begin again, turning all the stripped-down parts of the Nexus into flourishing districts and functional docks. But before all that, the Andromeda Initiative had to get underway. So here she was, standing on this platform with a smile she couldn't shake, and a hangover throbbing behind her forehead. The pain of that indulgence was real enough. This wasn't some kind of dream. This was a goddamn miracle. And she was its security director, standing here with only one ship in the bay. The cavernous interior caused an enormous feedback echo she wasn't used to, turning whispers into shouts and words into a distorted wave. As soon as everyone had said their goodbyes, the Hyperion would leave, carrying with it the human Pathfinder and his crew. Gian Garson, founder of the Andromeda Initiative and awe-inspiring in her own right, stood a step in front of Sloane. She hugged Alec Ryder as if they were old friends, as she had with the other Pathfinders just before their ships had gone. Side by side with Ryder, Garson looked laughably diminutive, with the top of her head just barely reaching the man's shoulder. Even Sloane stood taller, though that did nothing to alter Garson's larger-than-life presence. The two separated slightly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?